Good morning. Welcome to the audio conference of Forjas Taurus S.A. concerning the results of the first quarter of 2016. Right now, all participants are in the listen-only mode, and later on we'll begin the Q&A session when all instructions will be provided. If you need any assistance during the audio conference, please ask for an operator pressing star zero. First of all, we'd like to state that any forward-looking information given during this teleconference relating to the business outlook of Forjas Taurus and its controlled and subsidiaries, projections, operational and financial goals are the beliefs and assumptions of the board of the company based on currently available information. They involve risk and uncertainties since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors must understand the general economic conditions of the industry and other operational factors that may affect the future performance of Taurus, leading to results that are materially different from those expressed in such statements. This audio conference is being recorded and will be available on the IR site. We have, on behalf of Taurus, Mr. Thiago Piovesan, Financial and Administrative Vice President Director and Investor Relations Director, and Mr. Eduardo Mingelli, Marketing Director. Now, we give the floor to Mr. Thiago Piovesan, the Vice President of the company, for the initial comments. First of all, good morning. Thank you for be with us in this results for the first quarter of 2016. This quarter passed through the important changes of moving the plant and the systems of the company. As expected, this was the landmark in the first month of the year, and very important changes to the new phase and the new plant that we are starting to build. The difficulties faced in this process due to the complexity were not few, and we are still working hard to overcome each of them. However, we can assure that the achievements in this process show the benefits that we will have. The new ERP SAP system was the first landmark of this process. Traditionally, it brings some limitations in projects of such nature. In our case, there are no adverse impacts to our operation. We always have these difficulties in operation, but we quickly were able to restart operations, providing a very good result in a so short time movement of great relevance to our process. And the implementation of this system brought the new production plant, and this production in the new home now is being a great challenge to us, because moving plants does not imply only a change, a physical change in installation. It was much more profound. It brought a new production model with lots of innovations, lots of modern concepts than those we had in the company. So it was not just a change in machine position, but the process that brought more deep changes. We are now going through this natural adequation and adaptation, especially with the production. If you see the March production in a 100% base, that was the largest monthly production of including 2015 as a reference. If you take this production as a basis, January and February represented from this production 30% of the total in January and 60% in February. What was an important limitation in our capacity of delivering our orders and reflected in the revenue of the company, in sales of the company, not because we have fewer orders, just the opposite. We sold the entire production we were able to make in the first quarter with this growth ramp, basically because operations started in the second half of the month, because the first part was just an adequation process, and then we had this natural growth. So January, February was almost the double of the volume, and March, a very representative volume. When we talk about the sales portfolio, it remains strong, robust, especially when we talk about the American market, and we find some room to increase volumes, and our production will catch up with this growth and demand. The quarter, due to these low volumes of January and February, with the loss of productivity, and the production mix was also simplified to support the stabilization of production. And the sum of this lower productivity with this more simplified mix to meet the American market had some impact on the gross margin of the quarter that had smaller levels in relation to previous periods. With this scenario, dominating the first quarter of the company and summing also the necessary investments so that the changes could be made, both the plant move and the system, the company's cash was a very complex issue due to the combination of these factors. With reduced revenue caused by this beginning of the new operation and the cash exit to pay investments and to fund the working capital to make the production feasible. They used our cash balance, and we had to adjust some payments to suppliers. So the balance of this special moment of the company also required cash management very carefully. And this will continue to happen in the coming month, specifically cash management, to look or to get a better balance in the operational cash flow and to have the necessary reimbursements for the change we had. In terms of debt, we are restructuring this agreement, and they are in progress. It was not possible to conclude the operation. It's a very complex operation involving several financial institutions and several debt instruments to consolidate in one single document. We have to constitute the warranties, which requires processing time longer than we were expected. But the company will keep the market updated, and the operation is proceeding in its final phase, and we expect to close this very soon, but it's still in the execution process. We can see that this was a very busy quarter with great dedication and great challenges, with important results achieved. But we lived the first 3 months of a very deep change in the company, and we know we will have lots of work and challenges to overcome. We will face some difficulties until we are able to find the expected maturity of this process. So we are certain that we are on the right path to evolve. Now, I'd like to invite you to see the presentation of the results, reinforcing that it's available at the IR website, www.taurusri.com.br. So, starting with slide three, showing the highlights. Well, most of it we accomplished in the initial presentation of this conference. Here, we have the evolution of the production process, especially the high production volume for March, and the implementation of the SAP system, which are the highlights of this quarter. In terms of results, the net revenue, with a smaller volume, production volume, caused a reduction of 29.4% on sales compared to the first trimester, the last semester, comparing to the first quarter of 2015. We had an increase of 6.9% because in the first quarter of 2015, that was quite differentiated, was the first period where the first growth ramp occurred, and we had January and February quite similar to this year. But this year, the ramp allowed for a greater growth, especially due to the management module and the new plant that was built. So this is a good signal when you compare 2 months of difficulties with 1 year to the other. About the American market, it's important to say that it's really strong, with great demands from Taurus products. And the drop we had in production is connected to our lower production due to the stabilization process. In this scenario, sales to the U.S. market reached R$135.5 million, representing 29.2% less than what we had in the fourth quarter of 2014. And when compared to the same period of 2015, the growth of the American market was 37.1%. So the great focus was given to this market due to the models of guns produced and due to the other portfolio of the American market, where we see a greater proportion of products placed in that market. As for EBITDA, it's important to highlight that in this quarter, we made an important change in the indicator. Since non-recurrent events, especially related to the restructuring process of the company, was in course very intensively last year and will not have any effects this year. that will justify the presentation of the adjusted EBITDA indicator, because we want to separate what was pure operation, what was the operational result from the company, from the other effects from restructure, whether process plans or assets or any contingencies that happen. So there was the need of make this separation, otherwise it would be impossible to analyze the results of the company. So, as I said, we are not expecting any great things for this year, so we are making the analysis about the data indicator, which is the traditional market model of the stock exchange. So in the first quarter of 2016, the EBITDA was negative in 12.5 million, impacted by the lower production levels, and also operationally, we had inventory adjustment of immobilized asset, and we concluded this in the first quarter, representing a decrease of 4 million reais in the results. And this impact is to the EBITDA that we are presenting. In the fourth quarter of 2015, EBITDA was close to zero, and in the same period of 2015, it was negative in 66.6 million. And it's important to say that in that period, we recognized 69.4 million reais, referring to the Carter case, American process that was widely informed and was paid during 2015. Going to the slide number four, we have the major figures of the company in comparisons with previous quarters. We see here a lower production that was responsible for this decrease in sales for the domestic market, but compensated partially by the best performance of the helmet segment. Domestic market sales was of 46 million reais, accounting for 25.4% less than the fourth quarter of 2015, and 24% lower than the value of the first quarter of 2015, making this difference of the Brazilian domestic market. The gross margin of the company expresses the strategy where we prioritize the cash generation and production stabilization with simpler items and the focus to meet the American market. So this production mix plus the focus on the U.S. market created a reduction of 4.1 percentage points in relation to the last quarter of last year, going from 29.1% to 25% of gross margin. Once again, impacted by the mix and the product destination in this period, aiming at cash generation and the sales backlog. Another important factor was the fact that January and February production being smaller than the plant capacity. The fixed production cost and indirect were not allocated to the product formation that affected the margin of the quarter and did not support the construction of assets we call that idle cost or equivalent. These main impacts made the company to record a loss of 3.3 billion in the first quarter, comparing to the result of 5.4 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. The dollar rate also contribute to have a positive financial result when you compare quarter-to-quarter, that improves the accounting result. Due to the dedication of sales to the foreign market, especially the U.S. market, this reduction in the exchange rate takes out the margin of the operation. Now going to slide number six, we have the net revenue per segment. The gun segment, influenced by the production, had a net revenue of 147.5 million in the first quarter, which is 35.3% lower compared to the fourth quarter of 2015. The gross margin of this segment decreased 8.6 PPs, going from 28.5%-19.9%. The consolidated numbers were smaller and responsible for this balance of the negative effects of the gun segment. The helmet capacity, in spite of the economic and political environment being very adverse, where our capacity is inserted, our helmet segments had sales recover and the gross margin. The operation was able to develop in a positive way. The net revenue was of 30.3 million reais for the first quarter, 24% above the 24.5 million reais recorded in the prior quarter. The gross margin was important, almost 17 PPs in relation to the last quarter of last year, reaching 41.3% in the first quarter of 2016. It's important to remember that during 2015, specifically for helmets, we had a rebalancing of our production where the plant in Bahia concentrated the most of the production due to the tax effectiveness in the operation. Because of this, last year, we had a management move, and the company lost some market share. In this semester, we were able to recover some of this market share. The third segment of other business, especially containers products, was negatively impacted because of the Brazilian economic scenario. It operates with government budgets and bids that was reduced in this first quarter, reducing our net revenue in 24% compared to the fourth quarter of 2015, with 7.8 million reais. When we compare the current quarter with the same quarter of the last year, we see an increase in gun sales of about 11% and retraction in helmet and other item sales, respectively 2.3% and 19%. In terms of margin, gross margin, all of them evolved positively in this segment. Slide number seven. Here we see an outlook of the evolution of the net revenue for the helmet segment.
In the American market, we have 135 million of sales, and you see the gun segments in the Brazilian domestic market, guns and helmets that we had consolidated in the domestic market. We see helmets contributing with a 24% improvement, and guns in the Brazilian market is strongly dropping from the 28.6 million of last year, closing with less than R$9 million. So it reflects what we comment, the smaller domestic portfolio and also the dedication of the company in meeting the market that generate cash more rapidly. So going to slide number eight, it presents the operational expenses of the company. So as the EBITDA, we were adjusting these expenses because they also were affected by what we did last year. And now we are consolidating the entire DR line. This quarter, they sum R$70.8 million, which is a reduction of 16.5% in relation to the previous quarter. In spite of it, when we saw an increase of 5.9 PPs, representing 38.2% of the net revenue, and in the previous quarter, it was 32%. This was impacted by the smaller production and consequently smaller revenue. In this quarter, expenses were impacted by the adjust of the immobilized asset, with a decrease of R$4.1 million. When compared to the first quarter of 2015, we see a decrease of 35.8%, but it's important to remember that this quarter was when we recognized R$69.4 million, referring to the provision of the American process called Carter. Now, going to slide number nine, we have the cash generation measured by the company's EBITDA, and they are not adjusted. In the first quarter of 2016, EBITDA was negative in R$12.5 million, impacted by the lower production and the costs related, and also the costs of the adjust of the inventory, in addition to mix and market. In the fourth quarter of 2015, the operation was not adjusted, and in the first quarter of 2015, it was negative due to the Carter case, but without that, we would be in a very similar level of the fourth quarter of 2015. Financial results, slide number 10, we had a positive effect in the quarter with a net financial result of R$19.8 million against a negative amount of R$14.9 million in the fourth quarter of 2015. This variation is a result of the dollar fluctuation in the period, generating a positive effect in the exchange rate variation in R$43 million, and in the previous quarter, it was positive, but just R$8.8 million. This line represents especially the debts of the company, the highest values, where 70% of this debt is connected to the dollar oscillation. And the other result lines are quite aligned. Swap and exchange protection has the inverted signal because they are already neutralized by the exchange rate. Indebtedness, slide number 11, had the gross amount of 700 million reais of net debt, or sorry, gross debt, which is a decrease of 10.3%, impacted basically by the exchange rate. We saw a net reduction of 10.4%, and we had an important reduction in receivables advancement that went from 54.6 million reais to slightly more than 20 million reais, migrating this debt negotiation in dollars and also the extending the debt from short term to long term. This will be aligned specifically in dollar for this process. Now, the cash balance in this slide, as I mentioned in the beginning of the presentation, it had a strong reduction comparing to December, especially due to the lower volume of cash and also for the more intensified money usage to support the growth of production that we started in March for inventory and working capital. With this cash reduction and with the reduction of the gross debt due to exchange rate, the net debt was 657.7 million, even though with a reduction of 4% compared to 2015, that was 6.4%. When you compare to March 2015, the net debt of the company increased 6.4%. Slide number 12, we have our macro schedule for the maturity of our debt. This is a slide that changes when we close the renegotiation that we have with the banks in the company, where we have this maturity date strongly scheduled for 2016, most of them linked to this process of debt conversion, and the second part in 2017, almost 30 million reais. The ongoing negotiation that will have a great part of this debt divided in installments, this is public information. It has a 2 year of grace period of principal and 3 years to be paid. So it's a new map for future schedule with a short term in 2 years to extend its profile that will help our financial situation and along the next years. Going to slide number 13, it tells the story of our working capital in this quarter. And we can see that in the first quarter, the need for investment was reduced in almost 44 million in relation to the previous quarter. And this is focused on the receivables of the company due to the smaller revenue of this quarter brings a reduced position. If you see the net revenue, it was of 87 million reais, and the reduction was of 54 million. This contribute to the reduction of working capital, but as the operations come back, this will increase again, And inventories, they followed what I mentioned previously in the production growth ramp. It is impacted by the need of resources to support higher revenue sales volumes, and these were the points that caused the variation in the working capital of the company. A payment to suppliers and labor obligations. And this is a special moment of the company in growth ramp. We start to see this index changing. We went from 36% of the net revenue of the last 12 months to a dedication of 31%. So the idea was to be within these indexes, trying to balance the working capital with the growth ramp. With this working capital slide, we closed the presentation. I think it was a quarter where we had financial situations that reflect some important issues. It was a special quarter lived by the company, and the company is still living due to the stabilization process because we moved the plant. We have a change in management and system. So we call this a great big bang of changes in one single period. Surely, it brings some challenges, especially when we are going through a national economic situation that is not favorable. We see the Brazilian economy and the situation of the company that has a high leverage, but we need to manage all these changes that are important to the new phase that we want to build in the company to take the company to a new management level. But the combination of these events create a very complex scenario to be managed. But we were able to go through, and the result reflects this environment. It's important to mention that not only the quarter will be busy in terms of a challenge, but the entire year. But as I mentioned, this is the exercise that will consolidate the company in a different basis and structure and with a better competitiveness in the market, especially for the American market. And obviously, due to the reasons we know, the domestic market is stabilized or even reduced compared to previous years. So we need to continue. I'd like now to open the Q&A session, and I'm available to clarify any questions you may have if it was not clear when I presented. Ladies and gentlemen, now we start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To remove the question from the list, press star two. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. We are now closing the Q&A session. I'd like to give the floor back to Mr. Thiago for his final comments. Okay, I'd like to thank you again for participating in this conference, and especially I'd like to thank our collaborators for their dedication, efforts in favor of the company during this restructuring process. It was not easy. We know that, and we know how much difference the company's team did. We'd like to thank our suppliers who are becoming more and more partners of the company in this process that we are developing together. With no doubt, our shareholders and all of you stakeholders, creditors that are supporting the company and believing in our potential. As usual, I'd like to say that we will be available through our investor relations department to any contact questions, any information that you would like to have. Thank you very much and have a nice day. We want to thank for your participation and wish you a nice day.